is taste of gabei. You should be mutter to the chareshes with the mamonoshach. Mamonoshach, you stay living with the chareshes. In other words, make yibum with the chareshes, and then you go and give chalitza to the ktana. So mamonoshach, you be mutter with the chareshes. Ikenuyhi, if she's married to you. So it's yada sofik, if you want to tell me the chareshes is a sofik, if she's married to your brother altogether or not, so mamonoshach. If she was really married to your brother, it's very good, and you made yibum, so you're allowed to stay with her. V'lav kenuyehi, elamai, what the other side is that your brother was not married at all to her, so why are you allowed to stay married to her right now? She's not a stranger to you. So for what purpose does it say here, the answer is, make yibum on the chareshes, and then you have to give her a get. What do you have to give her a get for? Like if the suffolk in the chareshes is, that either she's married 100%, or she's not married at all, so monoshach, make yibum, that should be enough. To chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, ketano, amai tam tematcha tagdol, why do we have to wait for the ketana until she comes to gedolah, until she becomes older, v'techlatz, and then she makes chalitza, taste of gabei, let the ketana live with him, taste of gabei, let the ketana stay with him. Like this, if she was married to your brother, like make yibum with the ketana, you're allowed to stay with her. If she was not married to your brother, she's also a nochri yusab yalmi, she's not a stranger, so you can say the same for her with the ketana also. If so, then chareshes b'may tepek. Like that one, that's not a kasha. Like the chitayim, yes, and kasha, now the opposite way around. So what do we want to say now? That by the ketana, the suffix is, if she was married altogether or not. That's the suffix by the ketana. So he asked the same question then. So also, make yibam on the ketana. Memonoshach shall be mutter to you. If she was your brother's wife, very good, you made yibam. If she's not your brother's wife, you gave a chalitza. So what, if she's not your brother's wife, so you're allowed to marry her anyway. She's tam anokhrius. To get out the same kasha now. Like, what am I proving? That the chareshes is the suffix, is the shear? No, maybe the, and you want to say the ketana is either yes or no, so you have the same kasha then. If the ketana is either yes or no, either the ketana is vade married or not, so again, marry the ketana, make yibum on the ketana. Mamonoshach, it's okay. If she was really your brother's wife, you're doing yibum. If your brother was not really married to her, so she's a nachuyusa. You're allowed to marry her anyway. This the Gemara says that's not a kasha. Because imkain, if so, chareshes b'mat tepuk. What are you going to do to the chareshes then? Like, you have to be afraid maybe your brother, like, was married to the ketana. So you're telling me now, the tzari's married to the ketana, the chareshes is also really your brother's wife. It's just a little bit of a shear. So how do you get rid of the chareshes now? You can't give a chalitza. A chareshes is lav bar chalitza. To make yibum, you can't. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the ketana was really married to your brother, and when you made yibum in her, you're not allowed to make yibum in the second one. So that's why you can't make yibum with the ketana. It doesn't save the situation here, because you're going to be stuck with the chareshes. So the kids, so what you have to do is you have to give yibum to the chareshes. You have to be miyabim her. And the pshat is she for sure was married to your brother. It's only a shell do the shear or not. Now, by the ketana, when she gets older, make chalitza with her. But the shaila is that chalitza is a soft chalitza. One way is taka the chalitza means nothing because maybe your brother wasn't married to her at all. And then taka you would be able to stay with your first chareshes. But the other tzav is no, maybe your brother was also married to the ketana. And then the chalitza helps. If the chalitza helps, so now you're not allowed to stay married to the first, the chareshes. Because it's la'ivna. Once you give chalitza to one of your brother's wives, you can't have yivna with the other one. So therefore, that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah could only be is, make Yibum first with the Chareshes. And then you're going to have to give her a get. You can't stay with her. Because later, you're going to have to give the Ketana Chalitza, and that's going to be Taka Sofer Chalitza. But on that side, there is a good Chalitza that passes you to stay married with the first Chareshes. Therefore, you have to give her a get. So that's the way we're staying now. That the chareshes, it's a svara where the brother's married to her for sure, just it's a little bit of a shiur, not 100%. The ketana is a suffix if yes or zero. Omer Rav Shaisov Shaisha says, Hochadami Mistavri. That's from Chirgav. Here's the answer, I'll leave it around. That the svara is the ketana is either yes or no, and the chareshes is for sure married to your brother, so only a shalot is a shiur there or not. The Tanya would not like this. Shnei Yachin, you have two brothers. Nesuyin Shtei Achoyis, was married to two sisters. Yisoymais Kitana, your two brothers were married to two young sisters. So both of them was only Kedushim with Rabbanan. No, two different cases. One case. Two brothers married two young sisters. Or else the case is the two brothers married Kitana and Chareshes. One married a Kitana, one married a Chareshes. So all these Kedushas only with the Rabbanim. Now, Meiz Bailo Shel Kitana, if the brother was married to the Kitana. So what do you do now? Is Chareshes Yaitse Beget. Nachman, you're right here. Now, you know, Tanya again. What Shnei Yachin Nesuin Shtei Achoyis? Two brothers married two sisters. Yisaimis, both of them were young ones. Kitana v'chareshes, right? One was a Kitana, a normal one, and one was a Chareshes. Now, Meiz Bailo Shel Kitana. So now, Meiz Bailo Shel Kitana. The husband of the Kitana died. So now that husband dies, right? So Mela, his with the wife now, falls to the other brother. So now it's a sister, it's an heir to him. Because the Maisa, he's married to the sister. He's married to the Chareshes. So Lacha is, what he should do is, Chareshes Yaitse Beget. Let him get rid of his own wife. The wife that's a Chareshes, that sister, let him give her a get. Uktana, now the Ktana, Tamte Matritagdol, wait until she comes to Gedolah, Petechlatz, and give a Chalitza. But to make Yibum to her, you can't, because she's an heir to you. She's an Achais Gerushasai. She's the sister of your Gerushasai. So to make Yibum, you can't. So the only answer is to give get first to your wife, the Chareshes, and then give a Chalitza later to the Ketana when she comes to Gedolah. What about the opposite way? Meiz Baala Shel Chareshes. If the husband of the Chareshes died, so now the Chareshes falls to the other brother that's married to the sister, the Ketana. So we say in such a case, Ketana Yaitse Beget, the same thing, he has to give his wife to Ketana a get. V'chareshes asur l'yerlam. This chareshes now stays asur l'yerlam. There's no Yaitse for her. You can't give a chalitza, because the chareshes, you can't give chalitza. You can't give a yibum, because she's achos gerushasai, she's an erbet, you're midrabbanan. So midrabbanan, she stays asur l'yerlam. Yeah. Again, what makes balance of chareshes, is Ketana, the one now, Yaitse Beget, you have to give her a get. V'chareshes, Sur L'Yerlam. V'yimbo ala chareshes, let's say you make Yibum with the chareshes, Naisen la get, you're going to have to give her a get, for Yutra, and that she does become Huta. Means, Bidi Yevon, if you made Yibum with the chareshes, we say the Yibum helps, and then you can give her a get. That's what it says here. So now like this, Iyarmet, if you can tell me, Bishleima, chareshes kenuya, or Mashiyeres, that when your brother, the brother that married the Chareshes, they were for sure married. Just a little bit of but not a complete Kedushin. So, if you're in a Kenuya, that's called a Suffolk Kedushin. We have a Suffolk where the Kedushin is really Chal or not. So that's very good. Mishamachi, therefore, Techibo ala Chareshes. When the brother that was married to Ketana, now, when the Chareshes falls to him, makes Yibim with her, Noisin Loget, Futra. Slamaisa, the brother for sure was married to the Chareshes. So for sure there's a Zika involved right now. So when you make Yibum now, like for sure you did a mitzvah Yibum, and you give her a get, she's Hutra. The Yarmut, you say, the Manashach. The Ketana Kenuya, you were first married to the Ketana. Right, the brother that's alive now is married to the Ketana. The brother that married the Chareshes has died. So now it's like this. If the one that's alive now is really married to his wife, to the Ketana, so then like we said before, Hanafka Mishom HaChasisha, then the other sister now that's fallen to you to Yibim is an erva. She goes out. She's mutal shuk. She's your wife's sister. If you're really married to your wife, the Ketana, so now the sister that's fallen to you is an erva. It's achos ishtoi. So there's no Yibim. She's mutter anyway. Elamai, what's our suffix? Ilav kenuya. The other tzad is no. Maybe you're not married to your wife, the Ketana. So therefore, the sister that falls to you now is not an erva. So therefore, it's very good. Miyabim, you make Yibum. Then it's very good why it says, if you made Yibum and gave her a get, she's also Mutter. Because now a monoshach, she's Mutter. On the tzad, you're married to the Ketana, she doesn't need anything, she's Mutter anyway. On the tzad, you're not married to the Ketana, the Yibum tak helps, and the get helps. It's very good. Eli, but if you want to tell me no, Chareshes is Kenuya v'ene Kenuya. We have a suffix if the brother that married the Chereshes, if that has Kedushin at all, if it's yes or nothing, Kitana Knuya Mashiaris. But the suffix about marrying a Kitana, that we say for sure there is a Kedushin, it's just a suffix, how much is the Kedushin? If so, Kibu ala Chereshes, when the brother now lives with the Chereshes, am I nice and get Vutra? Why? Do you have to give her a get? What kind of beer is this? Hever lebiya psula. Lamaisa, you for sure, you're telling me now is married to the Ketana. So this Chereshes now for sure is an erva to you. She's mama's your wife's sister. She's an erva to you. So what kind of beer is that? It's biya psula. Or biya psula, why potra? Right, the biya psula, we're not potra. So Vice says no. Vice says that Sada the Ketan is called Kenuya Mashiaris. Mashiaris means it's a little bit left over. That there still could be some Kedushin in the sister also. But our call upon him, it's called the Biyav Sula for sure. And a Biyav Sula, Loi Potra does not potter her. So Melo, the other way we're learning is much better. If you learn that the Ketana is Taka the Suffolk Kedushin, and the Chereshes is the Vada Kedushin, just with the Shear, then it comes out much better. So Mara says, no, maybe it's no raya. Homani Reb Nechemihi, the Yoma Biyapsula Pateras Michalitza. That maybe Biyapsula does Patera. Even though it's your wife's sister, still the Biyah does Patera. But the Mari Reb Nechemia, Aim a Sefer. Those according to Nechemia, what does the Sefer say? Mi Shoyenosu Yishte Yisaymas. Someone was married two young ladies, Kitana Vichareshes. One was a Kitana, and one was a Chareshes. Are you saying to me they have no father? One was a Ketana, one was a Chereshes. Umeis, and now your brother died. Bo Yavam al Ketana. So the brother that's alive now makes Yibam with a Ketana. V'chaz Rabo al Chereshes. Then lady comes and makes Yibam with a Chereshes also. Or else the other way. Oy Shabu Achiv al Chereshes. Or else the brother comes on the Chereshes. So one brother comes on the Ketana. And then V'chaz Rida he himself goes on the Chereshes. Or else another brother comes on the Chereshes. His nes was shteim alof. Both of them are also right now. Ketzat haknosam. What's the yitzah now? Chareshes yitzah beget. The chareshes you have to give her a get. Uktano tamte machatagda v'techleit. Give a chalitza. Is the yamr bishleim a chareshes kenuya mashiyeres? The chareshes for sure he's married to. Chitan is the suffer kenuya v'ene kenuya. For rabbonin, it goes according to rabbonin. Meshemachi tamte machatagda v'techleit. Therefore, you should wait until she comes to Gedolah and give a chalitza. Why? The Dilma kodem a boil cheresh bereisha. Vevele biya diktana biya psula. Because you have to be afraid. Maybe they already made yibma on the chereshes, and for sure she was your brother's wife. So then the ketana becomes also to you. So therefore, you can't make biya on the ketana. Eli yamrit Reb Nechemyi. The what? Ha'oma biya psula potra. So why can't you make biya on the ketana? So right, this bris has to go according to Rabbonin, and therefore it's good. Why you can't make biya with the ketana? With the ketana, you can only make a chalitza. And Omer Rav Rashi, Mereisha na mishvamina. For the Reish also, there's a raya here. To Rabbonin he, that we go according to Rabbonin, not according to Rav Nechemia. A biya psula does not patera. The ketana says like this: in bo'al achareshes, if he makes biya yibam with the chareshes, then nice and laget, he can give her a get. Vutra, she becomes mutter. For like Ketani, does not say in Bo'ala Ketana that let's say he makes Yibam with the Ketana is also nice and leget Vutra. Why not? So the Chutzaraya, not like a Nechemya, that of course that's called the Biyav Sula, or Biyav Sula does not Patra. Tamar says no. This wouldn't be a good Raya. Hataya Chareshes, the Pshat is the less Tetakanta the Tera. There's no way of a Tera. Therefore, Ketani Tetakanta the Yisura. That's why it says what happens with the Yevet. If you make the Yibam in the Chereshes, with the Yevet she becomes Mutter. Mashenka in Ketana, Yisla Ketanta de Hetera. By Ketana there is a Neitzah. Wait until she becomes a Gedolah and make Chalitza with her. So since there's a way out to do it better, Letone Takanta de Surah. That's why by the Ketana does not want to say it with the Yevet. You may be a Yibam with her to say it goes according to Rav Nechemia that the Yevet would be a Psula with Patera. So Mela wouldn't be a raya, it goes according to, that's not like the Rabbonin. But I call upon it from the Reish, it's a raya. We're going according to Rabbonin, and we'll purchase our Shiloh. That by a Chareshes, we say for sure the Kinyan is Chal. So on your Shiloh, maybe it's Meshuyah. Some part is left over. But the Ketana, that's the suffix, maybe there's no Kedushin at all. Alright, stop.
You're holding Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the Aleph, the bottom by the Mishnah. Mishahoyu Noshoy Lishtay Yisoymus Kitanus. One person had two wives. Both of them were young girls. Yisoymus had no father, and they're both Kitanus. So the pshat is that what? Both Kedushim was only with the Rabbanin. They're only a Kitana. They're not a Bnei Dayaninu, and they don't have a father. So therefore, when the man married them, they're only Kedushim with the Rabbanin. Umeis, and then he died. So he has a brother now. So the brother came to be Miyabim, the first one. And then the same brother, the same Yovam, came and lived with the second one. Or else in the case is that the first brother was Miyabim, the first wife, and then the second brother was Miyabim, the second wife. Which, according to the second one, didn't have Eira. Because we know when you have Yibum, the Yibum is only to one of them and not to two of them. See that they made Yibum on the second one, the Chur is not right. Still, the Mishnah